We're at HGX, mobile.
Go.
We're at LSL, KO4 HGX. There you are again. But I don't know, man. I love working on these diesels, and I really enjoyed it for the most part. But I don't know. It's just getting to the point where you couldn't make any money at it because the warranty was just beating you up so bad under the dealership.
Warranty work is the worst. We had about an 04, 05, the Cadillac CTS. Had a recall for, I think it was either the purge or the vent. It was the vent solenoid. And in the service manual, step one was remove the rear cradle, which housed all of the drivetrain and everything else. And step two was remove the gas tank. And then you were able to change that solenoid. And it paid 4 hours on warranty. And it would take every bit of six or seven to do it and do it correctly. The saving grace was is I was able to snake my hands up into the top of those tanks and pop that out and put a new one in it. And, you know, it was 20-30 minute job. And those became gravy, and I ended up teaching all the guys in the shop how to do it. And so we were able to dodge that bullet. But yeah, warranty work is the corporations, they don't want to take care of their employees that keep their good name good.
That KO4 HGX sync up the order repeater there. That's kind of how it was with the 6 liters. We were putting the engines in them left and right. I think I had 8 of them out at one time, sitting on the ground waiting for them. And it paid 12.6 hours, if I remember, 12 hours, 12 and a half hours, somewhere in there. And everybody else was taking the time to pull the cab off of it. Well, I found a way to pull them complete with turbo. There was just a complete drop-in engine, and I found a way to do that. And I could have them done in about 6 hours. But I would never, to this day, I have not told Ford how I managed to do that. When they come in there trying to find out, I'd just hem-haw around, and I'd go take a break and catch them gone, and then I'd come back and yank it out and be done with it.
Yep. That's hilarious. That's kind of like what a friend of mine in South Georgia, he's a master Chrysler technician, and he almost went to work for the SRT team. They were about to move him up to Detroit and all of that, and he backed out of it at the last minute. You know, he's really good, and he's figured out a few ways of skipping around a lot of their procedures, and he would never tell them either.
The thing they're going to do is cut the labor time on it, and then you're there you are again. That was one of the few places that I could beat the time on it and make some money. And I wouldn't even show the other guys in the shop. That way they couldn't tell Ford. And they were, when it got so bad, the Ford engineer for our area, he was pulling trucks from, you know, 3 or 4 miles or 100 miles away, all the way from Knoxville. For me to look at, because they couldn't figure out what was going on with it. And it was in play on the crank. It would intermittently just go crazy, start missing and cut off, and never could figure it out. I got to messing around with it one day, and it had 125 thousandths of in play in the crank. The thrust bearing had went out. You could hear it go donk, donk when you move the crank back and forth.
Oh, that's nasty. And anymore, and now you've got the emissions deal with the newer diesels that you have to deal with, and that's why I bought a gas engine. And when I bought my 2500, I was really wanting a diesel, and then I did some research and found out some of the emissions problems that they were having with both Ford, Chevrolet, and Dodge in their diesel systems emissions. And I said, well, I think I'll just get a gas engine when I got mine. And a mechanic friend of mine in Dallas had bought a High Country 2500 heavy duty, and his exhaust system went out on him 3 miles after he drove it off the dealership lot, and they ended up having to tow it back, and it was somewhere around $12,000 for a complete exhaust system. It's nuts.
Oh, yeah. I can tell you all kinds of horror stories about that, because I was working for Ford and GM at that time, and it was just an absolute nightmare. But a lot of what happened was customers contaminating the death fluid, and because it was very picky, and they would use the same funnel to pour transmission fluid in, washer fluid, oil, and all that, and not clean it out. And the contaminants would get in there, and that little bit was the problem with the system, is what I found on a lot of things. As soon as I started getting my regular customers to quit doing that kind of stuff, I stopped having those problems. And don't let the truck sit and idle. They cannot idle. That's just like my tool truck has that on it. I had a generator put on it so that the truck doesn't sit and idle. When I pull into the parking lot and I get sit still, I immediately cut it off. I can replace that starter a whole lot easier and quicker and more times than I can that exhaust system.
Yeah, you're exactly right. We had some Isuzu NPRs, box trucks that had that regeneration stuff on it, and it was the first gen. Things were constantly breaking down and constantly having problems. And a lot of it is whenever it would try and go into its regeneration, that it would it wouldn't run long enough to regenerate, because a lot like a route, you're one stop, you've only got a mile to the next stop, and what have you.
And it never gets hot enough to burn it off. That's the reason I drive mine up and down the mountain every day. I could probably find somewhere to park it in Greenville, but that trip up and down the mountain's a saving grace for it, because it gets it hot. The exhaust, they love that heat. And I know all that, so that's the reason why I drive mine the way I do and take care of it the way I do and don't have those issues.
No, for sure. And I think a lot of people don't do the research that they need to do and take care of them the way they need to. It's just they get in it and they drive it. And, yeah. So, but we'll see what happens. I'm seriously contemplating talking to this the Chevrolet dealership down here and seeing about at least giving it another go. Let's see what happens with my back. I mean, it's only been 2 back surgeries, so you never know until you try.
And a lot of places are looking for a service rider. You might be better at that than the technician. Because you get out there and doing tire rotations and stuff like that, it's going to be tough on the back. But, I mean, something to think about. You know the car, and you know the people, and you know how to deal with people. So, I mean, it might be a better fit for you.
Take that one around. Because I am pretty good at that. At least the sales part of it and what have you, not the actual physical car, but when I started down in South Georgia, their lube rack, the sales off the lube rack quadrupled in the first month that I was there. So they actually started paying me a commission on everything that I sold off of it. I was doubling my paycheck in commissions every week.
Love flat rate. Just took a little bit of hustle. I mean, yeah, you lost some, and but you won more than you lost in us. So, but Jimmy, it's good to talk to you tonight. I'm getting ready to pull in the driveway, and I'm gonna get in the house and give me a bite to eat. I'm hungry, but look forward to talking to you on down the log. I'd be glad to carry on this conversation again. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. Three.
Enjoyed it. It kind of brings back some good old memories of turning wrenches and what have you. So, yeah, I'll be around. I'm always kind of around. Round is a shape. So, yeah, catch you later on. KO4HKX73, sir. Be careful. KHE4LFL.